It's been nearly a week since Miami's police chief warned about the pitfalls of the monthly mass bike ride called Critical Mass. The last Friday of every month, thousands of cyclists ride together through the streets of Miami, often blocking traffic as they go. Ahead of last Friday's ride, police had warned that they may start ticketing cyclists who didn't follow traffic rules. WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo went to the ride and found many cyclists who actually welcomed the police presence.
Thousands of cyclists gather at the Government Center Station in downtown Miami for the monthly biking event. The police warning did not stop Franco Velasco from going. This was his 10th ride with Critical Mass.
I love it. There's a lot of people riding in unison together and trying to maintain a critical mass because the mass is what keeps people safe.
Velasco says the point of the ride is to create a safe biking culture in Miami. Velasco says there were not as many people as past events, and maybe it was because of fear of the police. But he thought it was important to go that night.
So we have our lights and we're trying to comply.
At 7:15, the ride started. Cyclists passed by Little Havana, Brownsville, Wynwood, and by 8:40, many were back in downtown. Juan Castillo is also a regular rider at Critical Mass. He did see a few police officers, but not as many as he would like.
The police department were to give us more resources as far as Critical Mass, and they would set police at important stoplights. They would probably save a whole lot of trouble.
Castillo said that at the Miami Beach ride, police helped cyclists at all critical stoplights. He thinks people will be more cautious during future rides because they don't want Critical Mass to end. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
A new law requiring businesses and government agencies to tell people when their personal data has been breached goes into effect this week. The Florida Information Protection Act of 2014 becomes law tomorrow. Under the law, once a business finds out sensitive information has been compromised, that firm must report the data breach to the Attorney General's office within 30 days. Attorney General's office spokesman Whitney Ray says time is of the essence when personal information like bank account numbers and social security numbers have been breached.
Florida consumers shouldn't have to live in constant fear that the compromising of their information could ruin their financial lives and compromise their identities. They need the information early so they can take the necessary steps to protect their identities.
Under the law, consumers whose data is compromised will be automatically contacted by the retailer wherever the breach has occurred. Businesses that don't fulfill that reporting requirement may face penalties. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.